Iambic Audiobooks and Handy Book Publishers present Around the World in Stilettos by Natalie Jane Revel, read by Corrie Samuel. Chapter 1. Dating Agencies and Drinks. I feel slightly apprehensive as I walk down the stairs towards the doors of the almost hidden room. Pushing through them, I sit on the stool and begin to talk. Not exactly the way I thought dating agencies worked, but what do I know? A life lived by other people, a life defined by other people's decisions and rules. That was never really my idea of much of a life at all, if I'm totally honest, which is also the precise reason for my determination never to end up in a 9-to-5 office job somewhere, and, well, so far I think I've definitely achieved that. Oh, sorry, is that okay? I look over at the woman behind the camera, flushing slightly and smiling awkwardly. Oh, shit. Why did I let Emily talk me into doing this? My brain is overloading with embarrassment at the whole experience. I mean, a dating agency. I'm 23, for God's sake. I really should learn to say no to her ideas. They're always getting me into trouble. That's fine, Miss Farrier, the trim middle-aged woman says, forcing a smile which doesn't quite mask her impatience. I look around the small, dimly lit room, trying to regain my composure. Why am I doing this? I know I've not exactly had the best luck with romance. Well, okay, so it's been pretty dismal, really. My last boyfriend turned out to be married, and let's just say I have a knack for falling for the wrong blokes. But still, I'm only 23. It will happen for me soon. It's not like I'm quite past it yet, I hope.
Miss Farrier?
The woman is growing more impatient.